We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Wednesday, January 29th. The 20th-rated CU men's basketball team hits the road today for a two-game swing in the Pac-12 to Los Angeles to battle UCLA on Thursday night and USC Saturday. The Buffaloes are 16-4 in the season and are inside the top 20 of the net rankings. Monday night on Buffs primetime at Corrales in Boulder, I told head coach Tad Boyle that one of the National College Basketball writers had named the Buffs as one of his top teams that you don't want to have to play in the postseason.
Well, that was nice. I don't know who that was, but I'll tell you what, it's nice to, for him to say that. But now it's imperative that we go out and prove people like that right, because the one thing is. You know, I don't want our guys to start be thinking about March. I want them, the one thing we keep coming back to is we have a chance to compete for a Pac-12 championship. And for us to do that, we've got to beat UCLA on Thursday, and that's all I want to think about.
The Buffs are 5-2 in Pac-12 conference play, half game behind Oregon and tied with USC for second in the league standings. However, the road ahead gets tough with 7 of the last 11 games in the road. However, CU junior guard Maddox Daniel says he and his Buffalo teammates are focused on winning a championship.
I'm definitely happy to be here with this group because I feel like it is a special group, and we all have, you know, like-minded goals. You know, Lucas was talking about the Pac-12 championship the other day, and, you know, we all definitely want to have the best season possible. So just having that like-minded mindset and playing like it, you know, continuing to share the ball, play for each other,
right,
and just go out there and take care of the next game. That's all we need to worry about, and just keep going with that mindset.
Next up, the Buffs are back on the road this week in Los Angeles. Tomorrow night, they'll take on UCLA at Westwood. Our coverage on the Colorado Basketball Network gets underway at 8:30 Mountain Time with the Buffs warm-up pregame show. The game will air in Denver on KOA Colorado, 850 AM and 94.1 FM. We'll have the tip-off between the Buffs and Bruins just after 9 o'clock. For more on the Buffs prep for La La Land, check out Neil Welk's coverage currently at CUBuffs.com. Meanwhile, the CU women's basketball team have a repeat challenge on tap at home this week, hosting a couple of ranked teams in Oregon State and Oregon at the CU Event Center. Here's head coach J.R. Payne.
Oregon State was a game that, again, I think they were number 3 at the time.
I think that's right.
On the road, I think we lost by 12, but we were very competitive. I mean, it came down to the last 5 minutes of the ball game. So we feel really good about that game. We're excited for another opportunity. And then Oregon Saturday, I mean, they're great.
So the Buffs will take on the Beavers Thursday night in Boulder, then battle Oregon on Saturday at the CU Event Center. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail.
Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.